Lily. During this meditation, we will call upon the Lilith archetype. She is the first woman, primordial goddess, divine feminine raw energy. She is born as an equal to man. She represents an untamable force of freedom. She does not serve anyone. She is free. But she is in pure service to nature itself, because she is it and she is one with it. Lilith was banished to a faraway land because she challenged every belief system society carried about women. Her desire was to be fully free, to be untamed, to experience joy and pleasure, to enter in communion with nature at any given moment. She could live between nature, trees, mountains, rivers. She could go back to the source of infinite wisdom and creativity whenever she pleased. She knew that she would not give away her personal power to anyone, and she would not repress her sexual being to any man. She is strong, powerful, beautiful. She likes to dance naked under the moonlight, connecting to her primitive instincts, howling like the wolf, asking for the secrets of the universe, as she is a direct channel to source. Today, we will call upon her energy. We will call upon the first woman, primordial, divine, raw, feminine energy. We will embody her. We will allow her to be a part of us, to awaken within ourselves. And to start this journey, you will breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And as you're starting this journey, you will walk in the forest, naked, free, beautiful, untamed, wild, strong, without any shame of your body. You know that you are perfect just as you are. And as you're walking through this nature, you will remember all the things that give you pleasure, and you will celebrate them. You will embrace them. You will love them. And as you're walking through this forest, you will go down to a river where waters are crystal clear. The waters run through you, and you will bathe in them, in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful river, and you will connect yourself to your own source of creation, to your own sacred waters, carried within your uterus. You will celebrate your sacred waters. You will lay down in that beautiful river, and all of a sudden you will start feeling so much joy and pleasure. And as you're feeling all this joy running through your body, the joy starts turning into pleasure. And the pleasure starts turning into divine love, absolute love, true love. You are divine creation. You are the first woman. And just like Lily, you are strong, wild, beautiful. You feel no shame of your sexual and sensual desires. All this pleasure that turns into power and turns into love. You are connected to nature. You are connected to the wind that blows through you and symbolizes the words manifesting everything as you speak. The water that allows you to feel and runs through your blood. The fire that connects you to your spirit. The earth that is your physical body. And the ether that is your light, your subtle energy. You're free to decide whatever it is that you want for yourself. You live in complete communion with your inner and outer nature, your emotions, your thoughts, your visions. You live in complete harmony with Mother Earth. You are the creator of your own reality. You are so powerful. You realize that all this power that lives within you is incredible. You give birth. You can create life within yourself. Imagine how powerful that is. You are the biggest creator in the world. You are a woman. You are a free woman. You will feel all this power within yourself, and you will get rooted and rooted into the center of the earth. And you will feel the feet, how they ground, how they connect to the earth. And you will place your hands upon the sky, and you will start to feel how from the core, from your root chakra, the coiled snake that lives within yourself starts to wake up. You start feeling a tingling pleasure that runs through your body, and you will allow this beautiful snake to rise up slowly through every part of you, to move through you until she reaches the skies. As she reaches the skies, she connects herself to the infinite wisdom and truth, the realization that you are divinity itself. You now understand that you are the source of creation. And the source of creation is equal as the source of the infinite universe, the cosmos and the stars. You are one with the universe. You are creating as it is creating you. You are life itself. You will now perceive all this energy around you, and you will receive the beautiful messages of the universe. Stay in that present moment and feel your body. Feel the pleasure that is running through every part of you. Love is pleasure. Love is beauty. Love is everything. You are loved by the universe. You are loved by life. You are life itself. You are a woman fully connected to the earth, to her nature, to her wisdom, to her power. You are free. You are untamed. You are wild. You are not afraid of anything. you will perceive this around you, above you, underneath you, just beauty everywhere. And you will receive the messages of the universe. And as you receive this energy, you will start bringing all these new feelings into your body and back into your root chakra. You will remember that you are connected to Mother Earth, and you will bring back your energy to the core of the earth and start grounding down all your new knowings into your body. And as Lilith, you will embody her fully and know that she is the first woman who is fully free from any social repression, because she is what she is without fearing anything. You now know that you can always come back to this place, the source of infinite power, infinite wisdom. You are connected to your infinite source of creation, wisdom, and truth. You are divinity. You are nature itself. Get yourself a journal and write all the clues down. Colors, shapes, characters, forms, ideas. Everything that may give you clues into what your dream and your unconscious mind is trying to tell you.